This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Dunavant is a family-owned business that has the knowledge to ensure global and domestic shipping practices are efficient and effective. Dunavant generates supply chain proficiency with outstanding, attentive, and expedient customer service. For more information, visit dunavant.com.
Branch improves driver hiring and loyalty by delivering payments to drivers within seconds, anytime, any day, even nights and weekends. Ditch outdated processes and get started for free at branchapp.com.
Welcome to Taking the High Road, a Driver Reach and FreightWaves production. I'm your host, Jeremy Raymer, founder and CEO of Driver Reach, a modern recruiting and compliance solution. On this show, I interview industry experts and thought leaders who bring their insights to the driver lifecycle as we discuss the industry's greatest challenges, driver recruiting and retention. I appreciate the constant feedback I'm getting on the show. It means a lot to me that you're finding the content valuable and useful. And don't forget to rate and review Taking the High Road, whatever platform you use to listen. This week, I'm excited to chat with a returning guest, a great friend and innovative expert in digital marketing for CDL drivers, Travis Overton, president and owner of CDL Life. Welcome to the show, Travis. Great to have you back on.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy. Always a pleasure.
I'm excited to dive into your perspective on the driver recruiting market, you know, what you're seeing in the industry, how companies are adapting to changes in digital marketing, strategies and tactics. I'd like to talk about Turning Point, CDL Life's upcoming second annual summit being held this August in Kansas City. Last year's event was fantastic. Lots of recruiting expertise, all together sharing best practices, you know, just great networking. And then we'll also answer a question from one of our listeners during our deeper dive segment. Does that work for you?
That sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Sweet. Well, before we get kind of down to brass tacks, you know, I don't believe I got to ask you in our last conversation just about you. Do you mind sharing with everyone, you know, what your background is? How did you find your way into the trucking industry?
Yeah, you want me to pull the onion back, huh?
Just a tad.
Just a little bit.
Open the kimono.
Yeah. There's a lot there for sure. I never in a million years thought that my career path would take me to trucking. You know, like I went to college, I went to the University of Iowa, got my bachelor's degree and as a double major, political science and communications. And it wasn't like I set out to get into trucking. I went to the University of Iowa. Just so happens that there was Heartland Express was headquartered in North Liberty, Iowa. It's about 4 miles north of Iowa City. Iowa City is a super intellectual, smart, everybody's educated. It's a great college town. And my first job out of college was actually with Heartland Express as a recruiter. And so I got my start in the industry, kind of digging the ditches, learning how to be a recruiter in an ultra competitive recruiter landscape. And Heartland's a great company. They have a lot of good processes and workflows in place, a very mature organization. And so I learned a lot. They had an amazing training program in place. I recruited with 20 internal recruiters at the time. And so it was just such a good learning experience for me. I spent 2 years doing that. My wife graduated from college a year after I did. I actually got married in college. So one of the few people that goes through that process, right? We relocated to Kansas City, became the recruiting director for a smaller mid-market company called Riverside Transport. I was one of two recruiters when I got there, became the recruiting director, matured the company to have 6 recruiters internally and, was over the advertising budget. So really the 4.5 years I spent at Riverside Transport, it really showed me the value of how important advertising is, how important brand awareness is, how important, you know, look at the whole funnel, right? Look at all the things that are needed to make positive change in growing capacity for organizations. And so when at younger companies, individuals have more ability to influence change than what you do at bigger companies. And so I took that as a challenge to figure out how do I really move the needle for Riverside Transport as they grow. Super proud of the fact that the company grew by like 350 trucks under my tenure in the 4.5 years that I was there. Wasn't all my doing, but I was part of the process. And then fast forward, I kind of co-founded CDL Life in its current state and took all my expertise into growing CDL Life and what it is today. And so that's kind of my background and kind of where I got my start. But I've only done trucking my whole career. So,
yeah. And that's not what you set out to do when you went to college is kind of the point. I think what you just said is something that most people I talk to say. It's either is in the blood, family, and kind of followed in someone's footsteps, or you stumbled into it and then you realize, whoa, this is a really great industry. It's big and there's a lot of opportunity. And then if you have the entrepreneurial itch like you do, like I'd say we both do, you can do something about it. So it's really cool. And just for the few who might not know what CDL Life is or all that you do, can you kind of give us a kind of a synopsis? And we'll obviously dive a lot deeper here in a minute, but just kind of an overview for maybe those who aren't super familiar.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I don't want this to be too sales marketing, pitchy. Sure. So I won't really go super into the weeds, but I mean, we do a lot. We're growing so fast that the optionality that we have and what we do is super vast. We have a huge audience of truck drivers that we try to get as much engagement as we can. So we have a news publication for truck drivers. We have a really state-of-the-art mobile app that we've spent 3.5 years developing. We've put so much disposable cash flow into developing our mobile app. It's really a social media network exclusively for truck drivers. Super, super cool. Those two things, our mobile app, our news website, all of the social properties that we own, those are just means to how we grow large audiences. And then we layer on product solutions on top of that large audience. Primarily what we're known by, the listeners of your show are going to be people that are in the recruitment advertising space. And so they're large clients of ours. And for them, we are advertising experts, branding experts, creative experts. We're helping them get the most out of their advertising dollars. So that's what those people know us by. But if you ask the driver doesn't know us by that. The driver knows us by our news and by our newsletter that we have and our mobile app. And so we're trying to do the most that we can with the audience that we have, keep growing our audience. And then as we get more time under our belt, we're seeing tremendous opportunities to build synergies on the additional product solutions that carriers need that people aren't innovating with. And so just like you, we're trying to innovate and trailblaze for what recruiting looks like for tomorrow. And so that's kind of what we're focused on, but we definitely offer a lot. Thanks for asking.
Well, I know, similarly, again, you talk about, blazing the trail, and what's important is we're trying to solve problems, right? The challenges that the companies are having, challenges the drivers are having, challenges the companies are having, and how do we provide a solution that allows for a much better experience for everybody. And you're doing that. You're certainly leading the way there. So that's exciting. And I know the intent is not, I'm going to ask you these questions, so it's okay if you answer them. It's not a sales pitch. I get it. But it's important because I think for the audience to know what you're doing. And I learned a lot about you just in asking you, your background. I think it's important. This is an industry that is as big as it is. It's really close, And when you know where people went to school, where they're from, what they've been doing, it just helps you feel even more connected. If we could talk a little bit about what you're seeing right now, because I feel like we've gone for the last couple of years, we've gone through COVID and challenges like that. Things are changing. Things have evolved fast. I mean, we're doing this on video. I mean, 5 years ago, this wouldn't have been happening, and now it's. I mean, I'd never on the phone. It's all video. Everything I do is over video. So things are changing quickly. Can you maybe talk about what you're seeing out there? Where are people from an advertising standpoint? Where are they finding the most success? Is it social media? Is it somewhere else? Or if so, where?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, that is such a deep, loaded question to answer that I'm going to do my best. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about our summit here later, but that's such a the right answer to that question is you got to come to our summit because I'm going to try to drop knowledge on you. I'll give you a little bit of a taste, though. You know, effectively, one of the very first presentations I gave in this industry, I talked about how social media's landscape is always evolving. And because it's always evolving, you have to evolve with it or you're going to be left behind. And so as the pace of change accelerates, doing what you were doing yesterday is not going to work in the world of tomorrow. And so you always got to be on that cutting edge. Now, what does that mean? That's a very nebulous concept. And so there it's the brand awareness that carriers put into it. It's where they're putting their budget. It's how authentic they're trying to be. It's little things like the landing page experience that carriers are engaging with. It's how their recruiters are talking to the drivers now. Are they knowledgeable? Are the recruiters subject matter experts? Do they inspire confidence? It's now extenuating past that into the culture that carriers are building and the advocacy that they're doing to give back to their fleets. It's all about the retention. I mean, there's all these different pillars of how companies can focus on to move the needle for their organization. And each pillar, whether it's advertising, whether it's the conversion of the landing pages or the recruitment process, all of them matter. And there's not a single one that's really more important than the other. And what I found is, you know, we work with about 400 trucking companies right now today, helping them with advertising. What I found is that every carrier is in a different place. You have some carriers that they are amazing at advertising. They don't need our help to advertise, but their recruiting processes and what they do on selling the driver, they're not that good, right? And so coming to me asking for my help on the advertising piece, if you already do that well, you need to be focusing on those other pillars to move ahead. So really, I'm seeing that there in my mind, I've been kind of preaching this message for a while, and I kind of feel like that it's starting to resonate and people are starting to understand it, and they're understanding that it's not just the advertising front anymore. It follows all the way down to the ATS front with all the stuff that you're working on, Jeremy, with data analytics and signal intelligence and all the stuff that you do. I mean, it's a very symbiotic relationship now between the offerings that you have and what we do, and innovating there moves the needle unimaginably. So, I mean, it's a very loaded question, and we hope to spend, you know, a whole day talking about this at our summit. So I'd really encourage people to register and come. I think it's going to be an amazing event.
Yeah. And I'll make sure that we share that information here on screen in a minute. And, you know, so 100% agree on the, you know, things are changing. You've got to adapt. You got to keep your finger on the pulse, you know, stay engaged and evolve and rely on people who are right there, who are doing that every day. Because, you know, at the end of the day, most trucking companies are really good at, could be lane optimization, could be they have great customers and great, you know, great equipment or things like that. But chances are they're not naturally great recruiters. And one of the things that you mentioned about the importance of the recruiters being a subject matter expert or being really good at having those conversations, because you can do all those other things that you shared and have great marketing and advertising clarity and visibility and attraction, but then still fumble if you're not executing at that recruiter driver communication, you know, piece. So it's a complicated, you know, number of moving parts that, you know, all need to work in tandem to really, really be successful. And video, if we can chat about that real quick, I know that seems to be more of a thing than I guess it ever has been. And certainly that continues to evolve. But what do you see that? I mean, where has video come to play in an effective, you know, opportunity to gain visibility and awareness?
Yeah, video is honestly huge. And I think people look at TikTok with kind of how fast TikTok grew from a social media standpoint. That's all stems around video. Video is kind of one of the evolving things that need to get done. And typically what's tough about video is that it's very tough, or it can be tough. People are intimidated to do video. What I've noticed, I've actually gave some presentations about this and I've talked about this. Video doesn't have to be hard for companies. I think the best videos from like statistically, the best videos that I've seen from an advertising point of view are the videos of carriers being super authentic. You don't need to have a $20,000 production level. That's not what people want. People want the recruiter on the inside holding their phone up, taking a little selfie video, actually walking them through what it's like working for the company, walking through the facility on the inside, and just being authentic. And if you ask me, like when I see an ad on Facebook or I see an ad on Google or I see an ad on TikTok, I can immediately tell the ads that are ads by the production value of it. But the best marketing ads are the ones that you can't tell it's an ad. It looks like it's a viral post, and that's the raw, that's the authenticity coming through. So video is extremely important, but it's almost like you've got to make sure you measure the return, because you can go do a $30,000 video shoot where you've got drones and you've got big production value. But if you can perform just as good, just getting your camera out there, making a normal post as of the dispatcher, why shouldn't the carrier be focusing on that every week to build the content? And most of the time, the hindrance to it, and from my view, has been that, doing video is tough. People don't want to put themselves out there. They don't want to get on camera. They don't want to actually be the face of the organization. So now organizations have to have, quote, brand ambassadors. Who is the face of the organization to do that for them? And that's the big thing that we've been talking about, which is, you know, viral marketing, brand ambassadors. Those are kind of the new age marketing tactics that the people that get those right, they're winning right now. And so
you're one of those.
Yeah, you did good job.
I think we both can wear that hat. Now, let's talk about Turning Point, right? The 2022 CDLive Summit in Kansas City this August. As I said earlier, last year's was fantastic. And I remember asking you last year if you were going to do this again, because I had you on the show after the event and we were talking about it. And I was really glad to hear that you were. And so let's share a little bit about that. It's August 22nd through the 24th?
Yeah, 24th through the
26th.
Yep, Wednesday through Friday.
Okay, good.
Yep. It's in Kansas City.
That's right.
Kansas City is our headquartered facility. So we got an amazing hotel in downtown KC. Kansas City is a wonderful town. It's got a lot to offer. Most people that have been here just fall in love with it. So it's kind of one of those hidden Midwestern gems, in my opinion. In terms of what we're trying to accomplish. And so we never want our summits to be overtly, we're trying to sell. We're just trying to kind of share our knowledge base from a thought leadership perspective to say, this is what your carrier needs to think about and be aware of and start the conversation. So that the thing I love most about trucking, this is what I was most surprised about, is that the networking industry in trucking is the most close-knit, welcoming, fun group of individuals that I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm sure you can attest to this. I'll go out to events and I'll have two or three people that I've seen maybe only at these events, but they're like my friends. You know, it's like, you know, it's the relationship starts back up. So part of it's the relationship side, right? You want to get out together, you want to talk with your peers. But really for us, it's I want to take what's up here, what I know is important, and I want to disseminate that to the people that need it most. And so our summit this year, I'm doing something really unique in that I have planned all the content for our summit around following the life cycle of the driver from the start of the journey with the carrier all the way to the end of the experience, almost like cradle to grave. And so I want to take carriers through the journey of all of these pillars of what companies need to do to be effective and to move ahead. And I want to try to help carriers identify what they do strong at in the areas within their process that they don't do well at. Some of the areas that they don't do well at are areas that we don't have products to offer them. So it's not from a standpoint of, you need to be coming here to do the things that we offer. It's no, these are the areas that you need to focus on. So, some examples here is that I'll be one of the speakers. I'm going to be kind of doing the high level funnel and kind of the host throughout the whole event. I'm bringing Leah Shaver back to be a speaker. I love her. She does such an amazing job. So she's going to come back and speak again. She has so much to offer. I've got, this is a big one. I've actually got Facebook coming to speak. Yeah. So we have pretty good relationships with Facebook, and, we're kind of a power spender with them, and they're not coming because we spend a lot of money with them, but it's because, you know, they know the content that we're trying to produce. And, so Facebook's going to come and give, they're going to kind of own the, you know, creative best practices and the advertising platform. And so I got them coming. I've got Charles Gracie, the founder of Hot Seat Services. He's going to come and talk about the recruiting pipeline and what it means to kind of be in that recruiting sphere. And so I've got, Max with WorkHound. He's coming to be the, retention expert, for me. And, I still got maybe one or two speakers I got to get lined up, but we've got a pretty good role lineup. And, the goal is to have a subject matter expert for every pillar to make sure that these carriers can kind of have sequentially live that experience that the drivers live in throughout their whole life cycle. And the last thing I will say, the truth of the matter is that this life cycle for most carriers, the driver will start it and end it within 6 to 12 weeks. If you look at the turnover that happens, when you're talking about this life cycle, we're not talking years. This life cycle is happening within 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. Most companies will tell you their turnover is going to happen within 12 weeks. So everything that we're preaching about in our summit, we're unpacking this entire experience that drivers have had. And most of the time in our industry, it's happening very, very, very fast. So it should be an amazing event. And I think it's going to really help people see the whole picture.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, and on that note, you are offering, I think there's a special promo discount that I'm going to share with our audience. It's exclusive to Taking the Higher Road viewers. I think it's through the month of May. That's Higher Road 22 on the screen. So definitely use that promo code. And that way, Travis and the gang at CDL Life know that it was from watching this conversation, this show, is why you're there. I'll certainly be there with a number of folks from Driver Reach and looking forward to that. It's a great show. And as I said, great opportunity to network, to learn, to grow. And
one thing I want to point out too, Jeremy, I think this is important. I mean, you know me, I try to be really transparent in everything I do. Our shows, this is only our second annual show. We're not trying to make money on this. So there is a registration cost. Our last year, our first event, it cost us about $60,000 to put that on. This year, this is going to be a cost for us, but you know, we want people to come, hear the message, you know, network with everybody that's going to be attending. There's going to be a lot of good content coming out, and so it really is a good value for what people get. And so we're hoping that we can get 400 people to turn out. Last year we had 200 with 50 people on the wait list, so I fully suspect that if we play our cards right, I think this will be one of the bigger events of the year. And so, yeah, I would love to see you guys there.
Yeah, no question. And that's exciting. Yeah. And I think we can do that. Let's make that happen.
Do it.
So we have a couple more minutes. So, I want to take a deeper dive. This is an important question. I appreciate, this question, which is, you know, deeper dive is a question submitted, by a listener seeking expert advice. And the question is, so it's very appropriate, I think, for you. How do I reconcile with the data my lead generation vendors are providing versus the data in my ATS when they don't match? You and I have had some conversations around this for the last couple of years, I think, about just some of the challenges with data and you're the expert here. I'd like to hear your feedback on this challenge. Yeah. And maybe what can we do about it?
Yeah, there needs to be kind of a rethinking of how carriers imagine their data sharing with the advertising partners that they use. And I know sharing data sometimes is kind of the scary concept because there's the fear that data is going to be, you know, recycled or stolen and stuff like that. Really, data attribution is kind of the name of the game. We're going to talk about that at our summit. We have kind of a whole speaker about the importance of the data feedback loop, not just in the attribution phase that you talk about with the ATS, but how it matters throughout the whole funnel. And a lot of people don't really have good grips on knowing how to track the data. And so data just in and of itself is just huge. I'm looking to kind of create some changes in the industry where more or less there's a more willingness to kind of share the data back and forth for the greater improvement of optimizing for the carrier's behalf. And so to your point about the data not matching, data is really easy to tie back. You just got to have it. You got to be able to get it back out of the source systems. And so you should be able to theoretically look at a driver's life cycle, do every single attribution from the start to finish. And in our industry, what we know is that most drivers are going to have multiple touch points from different sources throughout their life cycle. And so there's always moving targets. Is it the first touch that gets credit? Is it the last touch? What sort of timeline are you going based off of? And in my view, you can't just pick one methodology to do it, because if you pick that one, every methodology of attribution has flaws. What you need to do is you need to look at the data in the totality of all the different inputs and consolidate it into kind of a more master view of all the different things. And it can be done, and we can do it. We just need to get the data back to help do that service. It's a huge, it's probably the most powerful thing, to be honest, in my opinion, is this probably has the ability to change, move the needle more for organizations than any single thing that I think that they could do. And it's the most unknown. And so I'm looking forward to working with you and figuring out how we together can create the model that solves this, because we want it to be transparent. We want it to be open source. We want it to be fully understood, not just by the carrier, but by all the advertisers. And you can definitely solve this. And great minds together can solve this. And I'm looking forward to rolling my sleeves up with you and making those changes.
Well, you have my commitment. You know, we've talked about this before, and I told you how much of a priority that is. And I know that that's in the best interest of all stakeholders. So I'm in, Driver Reach is certainly in, and I look forward to us paving the way there. Thank you so much for joining today. I really look forward to seeing you in Kansas City in August.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And this was flawless, by the way. We just ran through this. We need to do more actually longer term podcasts together. We should co-host our own show or something. I mean,
let's let the viewers, we should do a poll. We'll ask them what they think. I'm in.
It doesn't matter. Fun. It could be about anything. Let's just do something. That's awesome. No, thanks, Jeremy. I love what you're doing for the industry, and I appreciate your friendship, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of Taking the Higher Road and spreading the word to your industry peers. We really appreciate it. Remember, you can submit any questions or comments, including those which may appear on upcoming Deeper Dive segments, at podcast@driverreach.com. And don't forget to rate and review Taking the Higher Road, whatever platform you use to listen. Until next time, thank you for taking the higher road.